As I mentioned, a blood drive is coming up, and this is being arranged in part by Vigor Industrial. Joining us, we have Catherine Wong from Vigor, and also on the line with Blood Bank of Alaska is Wes Dahlgren. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. And Catherine, let me start with you. Can you explain how Vigor is involved with this blood drive?
They're letting us use the fourth floor of the assembly hall. And they're also sponsoring, you know, the refreshments and all that. But they kind of gave me free reins on this.
So did you contact the blood bank or how did this happen?
I started emailing different blood banks and just seeing, you know, which blood bank would reply me. Because I realized that we haven't had a blood drive for 5 years in Ketchikan. And I also realized that I haven't been Googling the right words. Because I kept thinking, you know, blood, Red Cross, and Red Cross doesn't serve Ketchikan. So didn't get any replies from them, but did more research and realized that Blood Bank of Alaska were the ones who did the blood drive 5 years ago. So I contacted the blood bank and got in touch with the community coordinator, and she gave me the list of what to do, you know, how many people that we need.
And is that something personal for you, that you really wanted a blood drive to come here? Why did you want a blood drive to come here?
Before I moved here from Singapore, I used to be a regular blood donor. And when I came here, you know, I was like, where's the no blood drive, no blood banks?
Yeah, and I think that is true of some people in their community. This was a regular thing. Mm-hmm. Wes Dahlgren, you are with Blood Bank of Alaska. Explain about how Blood Bank of Alaska works and why you're heading to Ketchikan.
Well, as Catherine mentioned, we're Alaska's only blood supplier. We support 21 hospitals throughout the state. And roughly a year ago, Catherine contacted us and asked if we could organize a blood drive in Ketchikan. And, of course, we want to go throughout the state and kind of represent the citizens of Alaska. So we kind of went through our process of organizing a blood drive there, and May 4th, 5th, and 6th we'll be there to have blood drives.
How does... Do people, I mean, have you already got a lot of people signed up? Do you still need more people? How is that looking?
Well, we can always use more people. I can tell you that. It is always a priority of ours to get more people signed up. Of course, we want somewhat of an organized chaos. We want the flow to be rather consistent, you know, six mm-hmm. to ten donors an hour with appointments. We do still have appointments available, and I would encourage anybody who's curious about donating or wanting to donate just to go online, check us out on our website, and they can schedule an appointment through there.
And what does it entail, donating blood, time commitment-wise? And I know there's some people who might be a little hesitant. Like, what is the process? Can you kind of describe that a bit?
Yeah, and I can actually totally empathize with those donors or those people. I myself was extremely nervous before I donated. However, having gone through the process, it's not really that bad at all. Basically, it entails them. Donors should show up well hydrated, having eaten meals. It's not like you know, getting blood work done from the doctor. We encourage them to eat. They usually show up and are. From start to finish, the process lasts roughly an hour. I usually tell people that. They can get in quicker, come in and get out quicker, but usually an hour is a pretty safe bet. But what that entails them to do is answer a medical health questionnaire. Really, it's just questions regarding travel, any kind of medication they may have, and that determines their eligibility. And then from that point, we test their hematocrit, which is the count of red blood cells per volume of blood, and given those answers, we determine if they're eligible to donate. And the actual blood drawing process is usually between 5 to 10 minutes, so that's actually the easiest part.
It's sort of the waiting around, and you know, I guess yep. You rest to make sure people don't get dizzy or anything along those lines.
Oh yeah, and that's a good point. Donor safety is paramount for us, and we really encourage donors to stay hydrated throughout the whole process, and after donating, usually to rest to 10 to 20 minutes afterwards, and just enjoy some juice and cookies, so any reactions don't occur.
Okay, and I can say personally, for me, the hematocrit has been my challenge. And I start chowing on iron a couple weeks before I donate.
You also got
that's also a problem for many individuals that wish to donate, particularly among women.
Are there conditions that would prevent you from being a donor so you maybe shouldn't even consider spending the time filling out the form? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Of course, any kind of bloodborne pathogens, hepatitis, for example, would eliminate somebody from donating. If they've had, for example, a heart attack in the last 5 years, cancer in the last 5 years, things of that nature would eliminate them from donating.
And where does the blood go? What do you do with this blood? How is it used?
So that's a great question. So at the end of every day, with the blood drives in Ketchikan, we will actually mail that blood back to our main center here in Anchorage, and that blood would then be processed, and the testing would then be sent out and be tested for basically the FDA-mandated tests. Which take a day or two to actually get back. That blood is then processed and then distributed through our partner hospitals throughout the state once it's been determined that that blood is acceptable. And it's kind of interesting because when I started working at the blood bank, we use like Alaska Airlines, for example, is one of our business partners, and they'll actually fly this blood throughout the whole state, and it's kind of interesting and just quite amazing that we use, FedEx, for example, also to ship blood throughout the whole state.
And you mentioned there's testing that's done to make sure it's safe and such. So if something is found, is the donor, like something negative is found, is the donor notified, or is this solely confidential?
I should tell you that it's all confidential. However, if there is a positive test result, the donor is contacted. The FDA is very strict on contacting donors who have positive test results, so they are contacted and notified.
And I know there are many different types of blood, I guess. Are there certain types that you're really looking for, or any blood donor is worthy to have? I'm sorry.
Well, so one thing, That's another great question. Currently, we need O-positive donors and O-negative donors. Although every blood type is needed, and every blood type's unique in its own way, we also really encourage people who haven't donated to come in and donate. Alaska's population is such that we need new donors to kind of revitalize our donor base. So the more new people we can get into the system to help supply Alaska's blood needs, the better.
And I imagine this is quite a production to bring all of the people and equipment down here.
Yeah, it is. It takes a lot of logistical planning, a lot of checking everything to make sure that the flights are okay to get the blood back. There's certain restrictions for how long the blood can actually stay in our packaging crates, and basically making sure that everything's going to be safe and getting back here, but also just the supplies to get down there. It's a lot of supplies, so we have to send those usually about a week in advance to ensure that they're down there in a timely manner. There's been some close calls with other times we've gone throughout the state. For example, we've gone to Kodiak to do the Crab Festival down there for multiple years, and there's been some close calls with getting the supplies there in time and also just getting them back. There's been times where getting our equipment back has always been interesting, but never the blood, ironically.
Okay. So if someone is interested in donating, signing up, what do they need to do?
I would encourage them to go to our website, bloodbankofalaska.org. They can check the appointments. They can actually sign up for appointments online, or they can just give us a call at 907-222-5630, and we can set them up with an appointment. Also, if they have questions, maybe about travel or any kind of medical conditions, they can go ahead and call us, and we can we can determine their eligibility.
And if someone maybe isn't sure of their work schedule, these are happening during the day, I believe, and I'm not sure which days of the week exactly that is.
Wednesday to Friday.
Wednesday to Friday. So people might be in work. If they're not quite sure if their schedule will work, can they just drop in, or should they make an appointment and potentially
not? Well, we would encourage people to definitely make an appointment. However, if they're not sure of their schedule, they can always stop by and see if they can donate. Obviously, priority goes to appointments. However, we do try to accommodate walk-ins.
Okay. And Catherine, you had a comment?
For the walk-ins?
Oh, I thought you were. It looked like you had a comment about this. I don't know.
No, I was just agreeing with him.
Oh, agreeing. Okay. And Catherine, at the shipyard, where would people go? On the day that they're donating, where do they go? What do they do?
They could drive over to the shipyard and just, you know, wait at the front office, and there'll be a representative over there to bring them over to the fourth level. It's actually open to the public. Like, the gates will be open, but, you know, for safety reasons, it is not advisable for the public to be wandering around in the shipyard.
Okay, so just go to the front office and check in.
Yep.
Okay, anything else either of you would like to add? Wes, is there anything you'd like to add?
I would really just encourage anyone who wants to donate or anybody who plans on donating to bring a photo ID, eat well and hydrate a couple days before the process. And I would just like to thank Ketchikan and Vigor Industrial for allowing us to come down there.
Okay, thanks so much. And Catherine, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, mainly for like business owners, you know, like try to support this and encourage your employees to donate too.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here.
Thank you.
Wes Dahlgren from Blood Bank of Alaska and Catherine Wong from Vigor Industrial. Again, that blood drive coming up May 4th through 6th. You can contact Blood Bank of Alaska either through the phone or on their website to sign up or for more information.